VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russian-backed government forces in southwest Syria resumed a two-week offensive Wednesday after negotiations with rebel defenders over a government takeover failed. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Russian warplanes targeted the towns of Tafas, northwest of the provincial capital of Daraa, and Saida to the east. In the recently recaptured town of eastern Garia, Ba'ath Party official Hassan al-Rafai said reconciliation efforts are running in tandem with military operations. Jordan, home to hundreds of thousands of Syrian refugees, has been seeking a negotiated settlement. Hundreds of thousands more have fled the latest fighting. Anders Petersen is the UN resident and humanitarian coordinator in Jordan.
We need a ceasefire. We need some kind of a humanitarian pause. We need access. And we also need an environment within which our partners can work. Because right now, it's not only a question about getting items into the country, but we also need conditions under which partners can work.
Both Jordan and Israel have refused pleas to allow those Syrian refugees sanctuary. Meanwhile, Islamic State acknowledged a son of its leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, was killed in Homs province fighting Syrian and Russian forces. French President Macron entered a two-day visit to Nigeria Wednesday in Lagos, meeting with young entrepreneurs. He encouraged them to invigorate to help change the world.
If you want to change this world, if you want to change your country, if you believe in your innovation, in your projects, just make it feasible, just create, just dare, and just do it right now.
The French leader said that's part of the answer for their country and for the African continent. He was accompanied by the chairman of the United Bank of Africa. This is VOA News. Two British citizens are in critical condition in England after being exposed to Novichok.